The first person we have up to speak is Juan Verdú.
Hello, everybody.
Hello?
You hear?
Okay, yes. You state your name and address, please.
My name is Juan Verdú, 19 Poundview Road in New Britain. You can you hear me now? Okay, I'll get closer. Want me to repeat everything?
Please.
My name is Juan Verdú, 19 Poundview Road, New Britain, Connecticut. And the reason I'm here is to speak in the public participation is two safety issues. I'll try to be brief. One of them is across the street from where I live, 19 Poundview Road, is a sheet of ice that is about 4 or 5 inches deep. It's coming from the canal, I imagine, through the driveway of my neighbor across the street. And it's very, very slippery. Right now, I would say it's a good 15 feet, 20 feet square or more, and it's very dangerous. So I just want to let you guys know, see if you can do anything, either put some salt, send some, you know, something. The other issue is a steel plate that it is at Victoria Road. It is very slippery, especially when it's snow. It's in an area where the school comes out and the children go through the sidewalk, and if anything happened and one of the cars, it was snow, and one of the cars get off the road because of it and hits a child, I'm afraid it's going to kill some child coming out of school or going to school. So I don't know what dispute. I know it is a dispute between Public Works, the city, and CNG. I don't know all the details, but whatever it is, I think there is the exposure of the city is a lot bigger than taking care of that matter. And then after fighting it in court or whatever it is. And I just thought I was coming here today that I will make you guys aware of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next person we have up to speak is John McNamara.
Good evening, Alderwoman. John McNamara, 56 Brighton Street. Just want to be the first to congratulate all the PAL players and cheerleaders for a great season before the council and the city does. But I have more. I want to speak briefly tonight about my concerns about the actions taken by the Civil Service Commission in the matter of the removal of the council secretary and its efforts to remove a member of this body, the council, because I think it creates much needless debate and discord in city government. Now, the facts as I know them are, last summer, council secretary was hired. Members of the council that participated in that consulted the Corporation Council on opinions on what they could and couldn't do. Subsequently, a complaint was filed by a member of this body to the City Ethics Commission. The City Ethics Commission threw the complaint out, insufficient evidence. Not to be stopped, the complaint was then presented to the Civil Service Commission, which I believe in October voted to fine a member of the council, call for removal of that member of the council. And my concern is that the Civil Service Commission acted without a shred of legal standing by charter or law to take that action against a long-serving member of the council. And then subsequent to that, an opinion was due from the City Corporation Council to tell the commission what it could and couldn't do. And before that, the Corporation Council, to avoid a conflict of interest, retained an outside law firm to guide the Civil Service Commission in what it could do to avoid the conflict of interest. The problem with the action of the Corporation Council is that he hired at City Expense a law firm that reinforces the partisan nature of what the Civil Service Commission did. That law firm has represented New Britain Republicans in the Ward 5 ballot case of 2013. Its lawyers served as observers on Election Day last November with an inappropriate authorization by the Republican registrar to go inside the polls and challenge voters at the polls. I think the Corporation Council should know very well that one of the city's full-time staff attorneys, I think there are several, could have interpreted the city charter for the commission and rendered an opinion like that in a heartbeat. The city charter cannot be clear on this issue. A commission in the executive branch of government has no role in censuring or removing a member of the council. Now, the immediate and unfortunate result of this case is that legal costs to the city are likely to escalate by the tens of thousands of dollars at a time when every dollar needs to be watched and the residents of the city are asked to sacrifice with less services and bear an 11% tax increase and fee increases. We have to watch every dollar. So I'm upset about this because this is a partisan use of public money and government. And I would hope the minority caucus, the mayor, and the Corporation Council would realize that the day after Election Day in November, the campaigning and partisanship stops and the governing needs to begin. And I think this has to be rectified in an appropriate way and will be an issue this year. I think it's too late, however, to avoid unnecessary costs to the city of New Britain because of what has been allowed to transpire by this administration, Corporation Council, and its Civil Service Commission. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. McNamara. That's the last person that we have signed up to speak this evening. Are there anyone else? Is there anyone else that would like to speak? If you'd like to speak, you could certainly come up to the podium and indicate your name and address, please.
My name is Darlene Jambard. I reside at 59 Arch Street, subsidized housing provided by the Friendship Center. I'm a bit concerned about the subsidization and how it's being handled. And I think that maybe it's possible for maybe not members of the council, but somewhere, somehow. And I'm also concerned about the mayor's, God bless her, homelessness ending in 5 years. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in 10 years. It's not going to happen in 20 years. Things happen. People get into situations they don't anticipate. And we need a little more guidance, and we need a little more forethought. And I would hope that that could possibly be addressed by you all.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak before we close public participation? Is there anyone else that would like to speak before we close public participation? We're going to close public participation at 7:20. Are there any council members that would like Alderman?
Thank you. I just want to take a second to thank all the young people that are here tonight and congratulate you on everything you accomplished this fall. I'm especially happy because I see a lot of some of my current students and some of my former students here from Jefferson School. It, you know, it was great to be watching on TV and flick on ESPN and see you, or whatever channel it was on, and see you all, you know, playing out there in Florida and representing New Britain in a great way. You know, our city sometimes gets a bad rap, but the way you all conducted yourself and handled yourself You brought a lot of pride to this town. I'm thrilled for everything you accomplished, and I look forward to following all of you in the future as you move up to the high school and beyond. So congratulations, and enjoy your night tonight.
Are there any other council members that would like to have something to say? Okay, we want to thank everyone that came out and participated in public participation. Our council meeting will start shortly.